Zay, graduation was perfect. I saw your comment was about don't.
Man,
calm down with too much of the program.
Man, how long was it?
Zay School. These people had 60 graduates.
60?
60. I was like.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah.
They called
Say all the
up.
K's together. We don't need.
It went so well. It didn't go as fast as I would like it to go because they spoke English and then they want to reinterpret it in the Spanish.
Yeah.
By the end, though, the Spanish teacher was like, okay, don't do it.
Yeah, leave we good now.
We good. We know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
the people sitting beside the non-English speaking people can translate for them.
Yeah, yeah. But it was cool. They went up, got gone.
Nine speeches, 5-6 songs. Yeah.
Everybody,
the national anthem, the black national anthem.
Man,
shut up. We done seen it the last year.
The thing at their graduation was, I didn't write a speech, so I'm going to speak it
from the heart.
Everybody was doing that. Everybody was like,
lying.
I was lying. Yeah. I'm going to speak it from the heart. And I'm like, then what you looking
As
at?
As we embark on this next journey in life, shut up. You ain't embarked on the first journey. It's just high school.
Oh, man. Mel was talking about how important high school was to you when you was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
You were so blind.
Oh, I bled. My school colors is green and gold. I bled green and gold. Couldn't tell me nothing about my high school.
Nothing.
Bryan Station? Get out of here.
Yeah, I would fight you because I was from the east side of it. I would fight you because I was southwest DeKalb. I would fight your ass.
Man.
But that's, hey, I hate it for my babies.
What?
I hate it for me because I know they're not going to see it. How not important high school, like
I think
the relationships. You know how crazy some of those relationships were in high school where you thought if you didn't go to a party with somebody or if you didn't do, you were, oh, there you go, man.
It was crazy. I'm still cool with a lot of people I went to high school with.
Yeah, I'm still.
Like, we really close. And I don't know if I sent it to you or not. Meme the other day, it said I'm at that crazy age where I got friends that are turning, that can be grandparents and have a 2-year-old.
No.
Or have a 2-year-old.
Damn right.
Yeah. I'm at that crazy age. Like, people our age can have can be a grandparent, or they can have a newborn baby.
Because one of my partners just had a baby.
Yeah.
And he's 40. His youngest, I think, is 12 now.
What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about all the world topics. We talk about love. We talk about relationships, current events, pretty much anything we want to talk about. And we do it, and it's coming from the minds and the mouths of two black men, in case you can't see us and you're listening.
Yeah.
We are husbands, we are fathers, we are uncles. That's the point of view that we coming from, because that's the only point of view we got, because that's what we are.
Damn right.
Absolutely. We usually kick this off with getting something off our chest every week, because pressure busts pipes, and we got to get it off our chest. Goose, you got something you want to get off your chest?
These damn birds shitting on my car, man. I don't understand why they have to shit on my car.
You got a neighbor's tree over your car, right?
A who tree?
Is it your neighbor's tree that hangs over your car?
You know what? I think it's our tree.
Ah.
But the neighbor, when he gets that side of the tree sits in between the homes. He trims his side and he asks you, like, you want me to trim? You're like, yeah, go ahead, trim it. So they trim it. But yeah, that tree grows. Trees are amazing, by the way. This tree was trimmed back probably 5 feet. Mm-hmm. No shade. Man, that maybe 6 months.
He pruned it. He just made it grow even more.
Man. So that's why the birds be shitting on my car, because the tree is like hovering over. The tree's hovering over the car. But I mean, lately though, they've been on they on a different diet or something, because they are tearing this car up and I got to clean it. Your car can be dirty as hell And you can drive all day with dirt on it, but let a bird shit on the side of the. If it's you feel
it's like somebody, a human took a shit on your car.
You pull, I pull up to pick up my baby, and the bird, dry bird shit on the car. It's like it embarrasses you for some reason.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing, but your whole car would be covered in dirt. You like, yeah, car dirty.
Man, I can end a drought. All I gotta do is wash my truck.
What?
All I gotta do is wash my. Every time I wash that truck, it rains.
Oh,
it might be a little drizzle in the morning, a little drizzle at night.
Do it today then.
I could, if I do it, if I spend money on it, it's gonna rain, guaranteed.
You know what? You talking about washing your car?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was a Karen or not. I'm not sure, y'all. But I took the water hose to the car. This lady walking her dog, she's walking by. And I'm just like, I just turn around just to see. She has her camera out. I don't know. Look, this is what I saw. She has her dog. She was walking down the street. She has stopped. Her dog is not boo-booing, peeing, or nothing. Now she's facing me with her phone like this.
She being a Karen.
She's probably going to report
me. We ain't in no drought.
That's what I'm saying. So I was like, is she filming me using the water hose? I just left it alone because, you know, I'm being a better person these days. And I was just like, is she filming me? Yeah.
My first house I was in.
Should have sprayed her.
It wasn't the first one. Wasn't the second one? I don't remember what it was. Somebody was walking by and the sprinklers was on. I was trying to adjust them, the front yard sprinklers. And so I came out there and I turned them on, whatever. And I remember these people walked by. It was like, it's a drought. You need to turn your sprinklers off. I then pulled out the water hose and started spraying the water hose. I turned it on and sprayed the grass with the sprinklers on. And I just looked at them. I was like, if the drought is that bad, the city wouldn't be using as much water as they're using. Yes. You go in front of these buildings, they got these fountains. Yep. Now, you may say, oh, well, the water's already in the fountain. That water evaporates. They got to refill. And that ain't recycled water that they're using.
Nope.
They're, it's on that same topic. Company I used to work for, we were in like the height of one of the droughts we was having.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember, there was a homeowner in Beverly Hills, lived up in Beverly Hills or Malibu or something like that. Anyway, the city was finding him all of his money because he was using so much water because he had like this massive property. It was all green and beautiful. And the city just kept charging it. They weren't even finding him. They were just charging him extra for the water. I'm like, if it was truly a concern, they would be fining and sending people fines to use up all his water.
Yep.
But they don't. They just charge you more for the water. Yep. He got it, so he just kept using it. It was the owner of the company that I worked for at the time.
Well, damn.
Mr. Paul. He was, I don't know how much water he was. They said he had fountains in front of his house. He just ran shit as normal, as status quo. It's like, what drought?
That's what I'm saying. Money, you need money, man. Money make your life so much easier.
Yeah, it was like, oh, y'all upcharging me? Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
whatever.
This is they got the type of money. They built another house on their property to live in while the other house was getting remodeled.
Damn,
that's the type of money that these people is working with.
That's what's up. Must be nice. Must be nice. I want to knock down our rental home and make a duplex. And build a duplex on the land. But
would you have to knock it down? I don't know the layout.
To add what I want to add.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to just start from ground zero, but it'll just bring in more money. But I don't know if I got that type of cash just to be sitting, you know, throwing.
You ain't throwing it away. That's an investment.
I ain't throwing it away. I was about to say throw it away, but yeah, in the area it's in. If we do the duplex, either rent it or Airbnb it. It could be something else.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any topics ready to go.
I'm just going to get this out of my chest real quick.
Oh, yeah, I'll be forgetting. Go ahead.
No, usually I don't be getting nothing off my chest.
That's true.
But I got something to get off my chest.
Go ahead, get it off.
It kind of pisses me off. You know your boy Trump.
Oh, yeah.
He's a convicted felon.
Yep.
To me, it's I think I already talked about this on I don't know where I talked about this at. But it kind of pisses me off that nothing's going to happen with this man. He got like 38 felony charges. Found guilty on all 38 charges. He's a convicted felon. And the fact that this fool can run for president.
Like, yeah, man.
That, like, this country is a joke. And to me, I'm like, that's what y'all get for coming to, for making all these little loopholes in your little crooked ass system. Now it's coming back to bite you in the ass. Cause I know even the Republicans, ain't nobody going for this fool that got any sense that's already in the government. Like, they mad. Mm. When you got the old, what's his name? Ryan Paul, the old House Speaker. Mm-hmm. Even he's like, this man ain't fit for president. But people like y'all wrote the rules for this shit. But it's probably, I said it on TVTV, it's going to cause an argument. Mm. Like, you know the dude, BS High? You remember that documentary we watched with the football team?
Oh, yep. That was
how he was doing stuff that made no sense but and should be illegal, but it's not because they didn't think anybody would ever do it.
Yep.
That's part of the situation that we in.
Yeah.
Ain't no convicted felon going to run for president. You got to be a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to, you got to be at least 37?
A citizen. Yeah, you got to be 35 and up, I believe.
35 and up, something like that to run. But if you're 35 or if you're 36 and you're convicted felon, you can still run. Mm-hmm. You might not be able to vote in a certain state. Which is ridiculous. It's the other part that's crazy. It's like I've been kind of tuning in and out on this whole thing. And Joe Biden's son also got charged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with he lied about – he's got more serious things actually coming later on this year. But he lied about being addicted to drugs when he purchased a gun.
And he got $2 million or $20 million from somebody.
Yeah, that's the more serious thing that's coming up. No, this one was just on him being on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. So he got charged with that. And what's crazy is I was watching all the MAGA people talking about, you know, this is a witch hunt and Joe Biden did this to Trump and he's the reason. Joe Biden has nothing. That was a state, the state of New York that came at Trump.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. However, Hunter Biden got charged by the jurisdiction that Joe actually has control over.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the stark difference between the two, Trump is like, oh, this is ridiculous. The judge is a crackpot and everybody's this crazy. Why would they do this? And then you got Joe Biden and him is just like, you know what? This is what happened. You know, he's better now. He was an addict.
Yep.
These are the charges, and we stand by the Justice Department.
Yeah. It's like Trump is a loose cannon, man.
This country is embarrassing, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking at dual citizenship.
A lot of people are doing that.
I'm gonna do my African ancestry, and whatever country that I'm from, I'm gonna go get my dual citizenship.
We should. Draw that line.
You got that? Project 2025.
We should draw a line in the middle of the United States and just become. It's going to go back to where. Well, it ain't going to go back to what it was, but how America was cut in half. We only had, what, 13 states or whatever?
Oh, yeah, the rest was wilderness.
Yeah. We got to get the hell on. We got to separate from these crazy ass people, man.
Man.
Because they don't. Going back to what you're saying, this country's crazy. The pedophiles here in LA, they were like, they won't arrest them. That on IG, there was this video of a police officer with these guys that they create these fake accounts and they get pedophiles to come out thinking they're they're meeting girls. And the police officers show up. They're like, man, we can't do nothing. We'll lock them up tonight, but they won't prosecute them in court.
Because it,
just like we can't get them to prosecute.
Not even for the intent to be with a minor? That, you know how you have drugs and with the intent to sell?
Yes.
You attempted to be with a minor. Yes.
And they caught a famous film producer, director. They put it all up. He wasn't charged.
Is that a law, y'all? If it ain't, it should be. Like, they caught him. Like, they have an undercover. Let's say I'm an undercover detective, and then we're trying to bait this pedophile in to do something, and I'm acting as a 13-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we come up, we like, hey, we got you. I'm not a 13-year-old boy. I'm actually an officer of the law. There should be a charge for intent.
This officer was saying they might charge them, but they don't, like, I don't know.
They said somebody's asking, is that entrapment?
Might be.
Might be, but guess what? So it's traffic stops.
Hold on. Entrapment, that show where they used to put the cars in the hood and they catch guys breaking in the car. They would leave a car running in a poor neighborhood. Somebody would walk by, grab the car, and go. And then the police would arrest them. That's entrapment. That's setting Nick. I be trying not to say the word. And I said it. I be trying, man. God damn it. trying to be pro black.
I be trying not to cuss and shit. But these.
He said, I be
trying not to say. I don't hear it because every time you say, you got to bleep out.
Oh, man.
Let me quit because I got to edit this shit out. I'll be in a bottle over it. bait car.
We call this late night.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is after dark. Well, people watching dark, live. Yeah. Patreon, y'all know it's after dark.
After dark.
But the people watching, dang, that smells good.
Oh, you watch that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. No. I was making sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you didn't, I was going to get up and watch it.
Man, I appreciate
back,
it. No, that's know? Still, yeah. Okay, I watched it, it wasn't this week.
All right.
Week before last.
Nothing.
Yeah. Liquor killed it. Why black people smell stuff? Why we smell everything?
Oh, man. We smell everything, no matter what it is.
But, it should be with the intent. I don't care if it's entrapment.
It's not.
Because if it was a little boy, that's what he's looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. They should get... They probably have to wait until. Well, nah, because it's the same thing with prostitution. You go to a
they be charging them
they
people.
They be charging them.
You ask them how much. As soon as you ask how much, you caught.
I don't know, man. That's
clearly, we don't know. Somebody out there going to know. We don't know. When they have the prostitutes out and they set up an undercover officer.
The little sting.
To catch the Johns.
Yep.
The little sting operation. They arrest them people. For soliciting sex.
Do they call them Johns because of Johnson? Like I have a Johnson?
I don't know.
So they call them Johns? Oh,
me neither. I have no idea. What's the name of that? There's a board game we play. I can't remember what it's called. You have like 5 seconds to answer. Like name 3 movie stars that were born in 1986. You got to like name them. That's not a question on there. But like, so... I can't remember what the name of the game, but that's how it goes. It's like a timer that you hit. Like,
okay.
It'll say, name 3 American cars. Boom. And the little thing clicks down and it'll buzz.
I don't know that one. Five seconds.
5 second rule.
I want to say 5 seconds.
Yeah, something like that. So we were playing that one time. It was a whole bunch of people in the room. Question was, name 3 famous Johns. Right? So I said... I can't remember who all I named off, but it was celebrities that got caught with prostitutes.
Oh, yeah.
And none of the names was John. And everybody's looking at me like, what are you talking about? I said, he got caught with one, he got caught. And that was like, no, people name Johns. I said, the card don't say that.
Don't say it. I would have thought the same thing.
My man.
Johns? Golly, who would I name?
My man went straight to who's got a prostitute?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
I ain't gonna get my points because they couldn't prove me wrong. Yeah. I was like, hey.
5 second rule. 5 seconds. Yeah.
John. Yeah, 5 second rule. That's where I went.
Anyway. Yeah, man. This.
Oh, I got that off my chest.
Yeah.
That I came from.
This planet. This. Well, the United States is crazy.
We got Russian warships off the coast of Florida.
In Miami? About to blow up Miami.
I told Angel, I said it's bad weather. And you got, I mean, Russia truly don't want no smoke, but Cuba is an ally of Russia. So, like, I guess, like, you know, Cuba's like
the... Cuba's an ally of Russia?
Well, they don't have no beef with them. If you go over there, you see a lot of Russian people because they, like, Cuba is Russia's Hawaii. Ah. Cuba ain't no Hawaii.
Like, yeah.
I've been to both. But, no, there's been a ship docked over there for a long time. It's like, that's just like if the U.S. got warships on a base over in Taiwan or something, which is dangerously close because you can swim. People done swam from Cuba to Florida. But they amping it up. They said it was in response to the U.S. giving the Ukraine weapons to attack Russia.
Who doesn't the U.S. help out, man? It seems like any and everybody gets help from the U.S. other than Russia. Well, shit. You never know. Trump probably working with your boy over there.
Oh, that was what was funny.
What's his name?
Vladimir.
Vladimir Kruskitschka.
Putin.
I'm thinking about the boxers, the brothers. Vladimir Klitschko. whatever.
Yeah, man. That's why I went down one of those news clips. I went down to the comments and just reminded me of how we got idiots running.
Yeah.
They said, you know, this is the only reason this is happening because Obama's the Antichrist and he's the one that's really controlling everything. I was like, it was at like 200 likes. I said, I hate ignorance.
Man.
Everybody's ignorant or something. I hate stupidity.
Yeah. That's what runs America. You talking about to piggyback off your how these crazy people are running the country. I'ma inform you, update you up on this Karen Reed case.
Yeah. Moving on.
So Karen Reed, they brought up the main officer investigator. That's trying to prove that she murdered her boyfriend.
Okay.
All right. This investigator is Proctor. His last name is Proctor.
Mm-hmm.
He gets on the stand and he confiscated Karen's phone. He took her phone without a warrant or whatever, but he took her phone and in her phone, he was looking for nudes. Yes, y'all, this lead investigator looking for nudes, all type of unprofessional type of stuff. And you want to know how I know this? It's because this man was texting all of his friends, family, wife, his wife, all type of shit about this woman. So somehow he found out she had a medical condition that she would shit on herself or leaky butt syndrome or whatever it is. He was like, yeah, I'm about to go lock up this retarded bitch. Texting other police officers this. And the defense is making him reread this to the whole court.
That's what I'm talking about.
So they're like, so who said this right here? He was like, can you please read what you wrote to the other officer? So he's like, yeah, this cunt. This is over several weeks. This is just not one text thread. It's over several weeks. I mean, he's talking big shit about Karen Reed. Oh, she should just go kill herself. I hope she dies.
How he is investigating. He's supposed to be finding out the truth, regardless of what happened.
Wow, man. He is.
Man.
Then he's like, oh, I haven't found any news yet.
It's like, can we go ahead and wrap this up, Your Honor? He just says it. He already let us know he ain't found nothing.
Man, it's so crazy that this man is the lead investigator. And he is going out his way to just demolish this lady's character.
So who's finding this stuff? So I know, you know, you said it was a defense attorney.
Yes.
Did they hire their own detective or?
Yeah. So I think it's now the internal affairs got involved. Yeah. Because
so everybody's related. So internal affairs had to step in.
Everybody knows the Alberts and all these people are helping the Alberts. They make it seem like they're helping the Alberts because they're doing so much stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Proctor, he goes and he interviews the homeowner. His wife is in the next room. And they're like, hey, did you interview them together? He's like, nah, his wife was in the next room. They were like, where at? They were like, oh, I was at their house. They were like, so you interviewed witnesses and potential what is it? Not a witness, your suspects.
Oh, yeah.
In the house, not at the station. They were like, yeah. And the defense is basically like, so you really think you weren't listening? They couldn't hear what you was asking her and this, that, and other. So then it comes to find out his brother and his sister-in-law were also at the house. And they're like in the kitchen room.
The detective?
Huh?
The detective's brother?
No. The detective, the witnesses.
Oh, okay.
All of the witnesses were basically all in together. The house.
Yeah.
And they all listening.
Taking notes.
Yeah, to what each other was saying. And guess what? He didn't notate or record these interviews. None of
them. It's about to be a mistrial. Like,
oh, yeah. It's about to be...
And then they're still going to be under investigation because internal affairs is in.
It is. But it's going to be an OJ case. Ain't nobody going to get locked up for it because literally there's no evidence binding anybody to what happened. But some of the stories, they said the guy that died never entered the house. Well, one of the police officers that were in the house was like, well, I did see this tall, dark-haired guy walk in, and then he walked out. And they're like, hold up, you never testified to this before. Mm-hmm. That could have been John O'Keefe. So it's like, was he in the house?
Right.
Then the guy got his...
So it's just exposing other shit.
Oh, man. It's so wild, but this was the wildest thing. This officer had this lady's phone. Going through her phone, calling her all type of, all out her name. And he's the lead investigator.
Yeah.
The lead investigator.
People's crooked. This lines up with Bad Boys 4. Y'all make sure y'all go listen, see.
This investigator, the homeowner, has an older brother. Has a brother.
Where he got lost his life at.
No. The homeowner, that's the Alberts.
Okay.
And the guy that died is John O'Keefe. He died on the front lawn of the Alberts.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Proctor, who's doing the investigation, was saying, I don't know the Alberts. Matter of fact, I only know three Alberts. I know Chris Albert, his wife, and Colin. That's all I know. Mm-hmm. The wife is married into the family. So he's saying he don't know them, basically. They're just associates, less than associates, really. So they go through his phone records. There's a Kevin Albert, brother of these people. He done worked with this man on murder cases, all type of stuff. But get this, one day after... they were working. They both get drunk. Kevin Albert and Proctor get drunk. Mm-hmm. So drunk, Kevin Albert lost his gun and his badge.
Wow. That's the dirty D. Hey, dirty D-ing it up. So losing then, guns and badges.
So then
this is the third one. Don't let it happen again.
So then the next morning, Proctor texts him. They're on a text thread. Text him like, hey, I found your badge in the car. So the defense was like, what car? He was like, my squad car. He was like, so you all were drunk, DUI driving in your squad car? You was on the, and the man said, after we got off, we just went and got some dinner and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And these people are still police officers?
Right now, right this damn second.
These guys have been officers for 15 plus years. You know how many people have probably done got locked up on locked some humbug up, shit?
Shot.
Everything. Killed everything behind all of these officers. See, man, it seems like they're all in on it. And it's so crazy. This whole situation is wild, man. If you haven't seen Karen Reed, go to I'm Not a Lawyer, But look up my wife on TikTok and follow that case. Because, man, I don't see this lady being found guilty at all. But if she was involved in it, they're not telling the truth about it.
But my question would be, as a judge, as a jury, or anybody else watching this, how the hell do you keep track of what the main goal is?
Man,
it's so much going on.
It is
crazy. It's peeling back an onion. This is like.
It is crazy.
Like, we don't even care about Karen Reed. What's all this other bullshit? Like,
why y'all ain't documenting this? Why is all the cameras that's showing what's happening, one camera over here is perfect. This camera over here, this is the truth. Yeah. This camera is showing everything perfect. This camera is inverted, flipped the whole screen. These two cameras over here don't show nothing. They're dark and grainy. But these two are, they show the evidence of what happened to the car. But for some reason, the footage is gone.
Come on,
every
man.
Time.
That's ridiculous.
Every time. They butt dialing each other. 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're like,
some Family Guy
talk. Man, me and my wife was having sex, and my butt dialed this other officer. And then the other officer was like, yeah, I think my butt dialed him back. Marcus, man, when I tell you this is to prove your point, yes, we live in a so much corruption, and the world, the culture of the world is to depict black people as these evil, corrupt, dangerous folk. But when I tell you, there's not one person of color, brown, Asian, Latino, all of these are Caucasian people being so deceitful and dangerous, man. It's so dangerous. You see how the chief of police is finding evidence in snow that five other investigators couldn't find when they were out there looking for it. But he drives by in his car and was like, oh, I see a piece of glass over here. Tailgate glass from his vehicle. He can spot it. But five other guys with blowers
they gonna scoop the snow over and didn't realize the snow was gonna melt. Come spring, everything's just out in the open. Well, man, here's the evidence right here.
That's what they said though. They were like, due to the fact everybody changed their routes to work. They were like, hey, everybody, we need everybody to drive by this house on your way to work and from work, so when the snow melts, we can have a better chance of finding evidence.
And the thing is, what's crazy about this whole thing is what this police department has done ain't different from no other police department. It's just, this one just got caught. That's the only difference. That's the only difference. I remember I'll tell you exactly where I was. Coming off of a ramp going from the 118 out here in California to the 405. And I never will forget, there was a BMW. He was swerving like crazy. Clearly he was drunk, like pissy drunk. I see a cop that came up and passed me and got behind him, turned on his lights, and then turned them off and just tailed the car. there was a, you can't tell me that was either a friend of an officer or an off-duty officer that was pissy drunk. Mm. And he got behind him to make sure he didn't get pulled over.
See?
And that's the only, for him to be swerving the way he did, he kept swerving. The cop just flipped his lights on and the car got over in front of the cop. They didn't pull over to the side, got over in front of the cop, and they both just took off.
Yeah.
Flying.
Yeah. I'm sure this goes on everywhere. And man, you can't blame people for doing certain things like this, because these guys literally all went to high school together. The kid was in one of the investigators' wedding. I mean, they're all family. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if I'm a cop and you a cop and something happened, I'm going to cover up whatever you do. That's just going to be what happens. But this is another cop that has died. So now you're covering up a cop.
He didn't pay up the poker money. Yeah. It's like, that was personal. It was like, man. Nah, hey, man, you're going to give us our $1,500. Well, something's going to happen.
I ain't tell you.
Or you slept with little buddy's wife. You got to pay. It's mafia type shit.
To your point. You just said he slept with old buddy's wife. So Karen Reed was flirting and kissing another officer that was in that house. Wow. They had the text messages and his and him testifying like, yeah, me and Karen Reed were flirting with each other. And they had him read
the text messages.
Like,
bring him titties over here.
Hold on. He said, so you think you can handle me? And she was like, he's reading it. And she responds, are you hard to handle?
As soon as I get this irritable bowel syndrome under control, I'm going to come tear it up.
Man, these people.
They crooked, man. That don't even surprise.
You know the line they always say, everybody in jail talking about they innocent. Mm-hmm. Every man
everybody's in jail is innocent.
They probably are. These folk in jail are probably
if you arrested innocent. By one of them cops, you probably innocent.
They should go back.
That was like he robbed the bank and then walked outside and threw me in the back of the car. I didn't know what was going on.
And he got the chief of police and everybody backing them. The chief of police, one of the Alberts, got in a.
This is story time with Goose. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Hey, go ahead.
One of the other Albert brothers did a hit and run back in the day. Killed somebody. Got off. And how about this brother? How about this Albert? I think it's Chris Albert.
Check this. Yeah.
He's a councilman now. He's a councilman. And the chief of police, the chief of police sponsored, he had a campaign.
Yeah.
And the chief of police, Berkowitz, donated money to it. in Canton, Massachusetts, it's the Peaky Blinders. You seen that?
That's my show. Oh. Peaky Blinders.
They running the Alberts, Berkowitz, the police officers. Oh, man, they running Canton.
That's dirty.
Like a zoo. Then the lawyer that got Chris Albert off from the hit and run, guess who his sister is? His sister is the judge in the case.
No.
Yes.
I was about to ask, who's the judge? Are you serious?
Yes.
Come on.
Bro.
What is like the feds going to step in? Like, we need to take control of this.
They need to blow that whole county up.
Come on, man.
They need to get rid of everybody in that county. The judge is cool. She's like auntie, what they call her? What they call the judge, y'all? Auntie Betty or Auntie something?
That's too small of a damn.
They all know city. Each other. They all are just, it's crazy, man. And then
Auntie Bev,
yep. She'll be like, okay, it's time to take a break, y'all. Let's end for the day. All right. Have a good one, y'all. See y'all tomorrow. That's how she talk. All right. Goodbye. All right. Objection. Okay. Overruled.
Oh, now they need somebody stern in there.
Oh, they don't. They don't try her.
Oh, they okay.
They don't try her at all.
She's the one running the show. Don't nobody know yet.
Yeah, yeah.
She had the hit get put out.
Yeah.
Karen Reed just happened to pull up that day. She said, you know what? Cancel his ass.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure out, literally, like, okay, man, this is so obvious that there's some crooked shit going on. But is it so obvious that we're missing the truth? So could Karen Reed have really hit this man? Because what they're saying, she dropped him off at the party. They got into it. She backed up in snow, backed up, hit him with the car, and drove off and left him there and he died. That's what they're saying happened. And I'm like, man, could that have happened? And the evidence, the lying, the investigation, everything is just like, nah, that couldn't have happened, man. The dude has puncture wounds in his arm as if a dog bit him. The owner has a German Shepherd. Right. They rehoused the German Shepherd. They
got, yeah, maybe you told me that. I was like, get rid of get rid of Captain Morgan, you know. He got to go.
He got to go.
Here's the thing. You ain't gonna kill nobody in the distance of a driveway with the car unless your tire goes over top of them.
Oh man, I'm glad we talking about this. This man knows vehicles. He might not know the molecular structure of the glass of a taillight, but me being 10 feet away from a vehicle, you backing up within that 10 feet, do you think your taillight is going to shatter into 47 pieces hitting me from 10 feet away?
First of all, you have to completely floor it. If you floor it, you're not stopping in 10 feet.
Yep.
It could break just on the strength, simple fact that it's cold.
Okay.
So it's a little more brittle.
Okay.
But you ain't doing all that in 10 feet and coming to a stop.
And
think about if you get in your car, even on if it's dry, snowing, it's probably slippery. It's going to take you some time, pick up speed. Mm. Tire might spin a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I know it get real snowy out there.
Man, it was a blizzard.
Measure out 10 feet and slam on your gas and brake and you see what happens. You ain't going to get nowhere.
And you would have to probably hit
an elbow, a knee, or head.
Straight and hit it at the right place for it to shatter.
Even a tail light. I'm thinking about the tail lights on newer cars. You know, back in the day, 80s cars, you know, a tail light wrapped around the side of the back of the car or whatever. You got a bumper you got to get past first.
This one also, it was a nice Lexus truck. The tail light was huge. So it wrapped around. I showed a video of the car spinning, doing a donut, hitting people.
Yeah.
And none of the taillights breaking.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if somebody's standing up, you ain't about to hit. The back of the vehicle itself is going to hit you, not it be a pinpointed taillight.
That's what I'm saying. So this taillight and all of the footage.
And it should be fragments of the taillight on him or in his clothes or something, whatever broke it.
Nope. Ain't no blood. His blood ain't on it. For him to have died from it, he got a gash.
This is me on the defense. So here's a taillight, Officer Albert, whoever it is. Punch it until you break it. No, do it. I'm going to make him punch it.
Yeah.
Now, as you can see, we got some fragments of taillight in his knuckles right now as he bleeds. Could we get some napkins up and clean this up, please? Yeah. Your Honor, I'm almost done. I'm just trying to prove a point.
That's why they had to make these laws. Because imagine us in court.
Oh,
man. Being like, lawyers.
It's me talking to the attorney. Are you done? Your Honor, I would like to call up
this right here.
Get your ass on the stand. With your too tight jean ass. Go up there and sit down, y'all. Soft, I swear to me.
Who turned? It's your turn, my turn. Who going up first? Hey, it will go down.
Hey.
Especially the way this whole trial is being. They say YSL is even crazier. But this one right here, man, these boys are so corrupt. And I can't wait. They haven't had the.
They said the taillight hit his arm. Oh, they saying you saying Cassandra hit his arm in his head. So he was like this at the same, like, all right, back up. Boom. No, it didn't work. You got to pick up more speed.
Oh, yeah. I played that video. This kid, I played a video. Do I still have it? It might be in my phone, but it's the one when they spin. And I mean, sent this kid.
Oh, yeah. That was, it's a couple we done sent each other.
Yeah,
doing that's what, donuts and stuff.
I was looking, I was like, man, me and Mark be sending. I was trying to get them back to back.
Yeah, I can't imagine if somebody's standing upright, backing into them within 10 feet and breaking. And I'm trying to think, even on a defensive move, let's say he's mad, she's backing up, and he tries to like kick the car, kicks the taillight, that ain't gonna kill him.
Nope.
Like, was he crushed? Nope. Did he have crushed bones from a vehicle rolling over top of him?
The defense stated that they were like from the chest.
I haven't seen this in detail, so I'm probably asking stuff that's already been talked about. But
yeah, what you're saying is true.
Yeah.
From the chest down, he has no bruises.
Yeah, so that's bullshit.
Yeah. So for courts to even have locked Karen Reed up on this assumption is wild.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's completely wild. But
again, look, that's a little mini USA right there.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm mentioning it.
That's a little mini USA.
This is what we work with.
That's what we dealing with right here.
They come up.
Government money to pay off porn stars to keep him so he can run his campaign and become president. Well, keep it on the hush. Hey.
Keep it on the hush.
We're going to send him to jail. He's a convicted felon. The embarrassment's enough. I'm curious to see what this judge will do.
Yeah. Epstein, same with Epstein. He doing all that shit for all them years with all them celebrities.
Well, he finally got his, though.
Epstein's the one that died,
Weinstein.
Right? No. Epstein is the one that got his. Yeah. Weinstein done got out of damn.
Did he?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Wow. I'm telling you, man, the way the world is working, slowly but surely, everybody's getting exposed because everybody thinking this internet is the best thing ever. But it's because of the internet, everybody's going to get exposed for what they done did because you can connect to people.
Yeah.
I can tell my story like this, get you in trouble, and the next person going to see me telling my story, oh, he did the same thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite sure there's other people in Canton probably right now like, man,
people
they did
in jail
me.
Watching it.
They did me dirty like this too.
Imagine sitting in jail at lunch every day or when you out your cell watching this goddamn case be like, and seeing everybody in jail, seeing the officers that done did them wrong.
Yep.
But they can't do nothing.
Ooh, man.
They should go back and investigate anybody that's ever been arrested by them fools.
They should.
Same what they did with the everybody that was there when George Floyd, Philando Castile, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go back and investigate anything that them people ever done. But they ain't got the funds for it. That's what they're going to say. They ain't got the funds.
I'm looking crazy. That's not in here. That's a helicopter.
Yes, I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they ain't got the funds for it. Yeah.
There was something I sent you. Not the airplane thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something else I text you. I can't remember what it was, but I wanted to talk about.
It was on IG?
No, I think I texted it to you. How y'all doing, Patreon? I'm feeling
Adrian
great.
Adrian Brown.
I feel like I can go do some deadlifts right now.
You go collapse.
Adrian Brown.
The horse thing.
This? No, that was just hilarious. Oh, somebody sent that to me. I was like, Greg got to see this. But remember you said we could do anything?
Yes.
That's
we could do anything.
Y'all, so I don't know. I'm gonna try to explain it. Some of y'all probably know what I'm talking about. The equestrian things where they have the horses and the horses are done up real nice. They put their mane in like these real pretty ponytails and they like make the horses prance and kneel and do all of this stuff. The, you know, it's like different type of equestrian stuff that they do with horses. Actually, you can. So this video is showing somebody, this girl with a little stick pony acting like the damn horse. This holding in front of both of them. Hold on, let me see. Damn, son. Hold on. I wait for it to catch up. Yeah, that's good. This girl is literally prancing around and there's judges judging her on what she's doing. I thought this was a spoof. I was like, ain't no way this is real. You can do whatever you want to. Whatever you put your mind to be successful, you can do.
Yes.
There's people judging this competition. Who the hell thought of this and who agreed? I ain't mad at the person that thought about it. They had some real good weed. But the motherfucker that agreed to
that's
it.
Cocaine.
The second person is who I'm mad at.
They doped out. Because
this is their fault.
Let y'all get on my nerves and I move anywhere. I'm moving right here. And I'm winning this competition. I'm going to be.
Y'all know it's 25-20 sports. Come on.
Boy.
We should have a segment called 25-20 sports.
Shit. Hey,
just yes. Just find a random ass sport.
Yeah.
Because some of them's going to the Olympics.
Yes. She pet the darn. Y'all, she petted this thing. Oh,
this laughing is shooting down to my ankle. Go ahead. She petted.
She after she was finished, she was like, good job. Good job. We need to create something.
Let me not laugh.
These people have imagination.
What if it's like she's on the spectrum? I'm going to feel bad. She ain't on the dance.
No, no. Hell no. She galloping the way she is. Look at that. She bowing.
Yeah, pickleball. Yeah.
My goodness.
Damn it. I can't even remember.
Oh, that wasn't what you.
Nah, that wasn't even what I was. It was a topic. It may have been on IG. I don't remember. I send so many people so many different things.
Yeah, that's why I don't be looking at half the stuff you send me, because I'll be like,
it'd be funny. I'd be sending you the funny
man, he
stuff,
probably
man.
Sent this to such and such too. I ain't nobody special, so.
What you talking about, man? Yeah. Let me tell y'all about Goose. Let me get this off my chest. Why you got to feel special? Why you be feeling unspecial?
I have to feel like it's.
Let me tell y'all what happened
to me and only me.
Let me tell y'all what happened. As y'all know, I'm kicking off Tasting with Tank again, right? Now I'm gonna tell him about this shit, you black bastard. I'm kicking out Tasting with Tank again. And I'm like, you know what? Instead of me texting all these people individually, let me see. I sent everybody the same text that was on the last season, the same text outside of Melanie, because I never got to air her video because neither one of us was on screen. Like, I set up the camera wrong. Very entertaining video. I'm pissed off that it messed up because that was probably my favorite episode. Mm. I sent it out. Most people responded like, hey, yeah, let's do it. I'm all about it. Yeah, let's do it. Cool. I see this black. We never actually even got to film the first episode because we couldn't find the exact place that we wanted to be. I said, hey, man, did you get my message? I sent out a message about Taste of Taste. He's like, did you send it out as a mass text? Yeah, man, I didn't answer that. I figured he probably sent this to everybody. You black motherfucker. You act like it's 3,000 people this went out to. I sent it to 11 goddamn people.
He sent me that old generic ass.
It wasn't even generic.
Man.
It was like, hey,
thank y'all for coming to work with us today. It was pretty good working with y'all.
So I
see y'all next
what?
Time.
You ain't gonna be on the damn episode of season.
He was supposed to call me and be like, what's up, Goop? I'm like, what's up, boy? What's happening?
That ain't how conversations go.
Let's shoot some videos or something, man. This man sent me, hey, Tasting with Tank, starting off again. As
you
if Kennedy probably sent it. He didn't send it. He ain't pressing.
My phone over. Y'all
see,
got my phone.
He sounds
pull
just,
it up.
He sounds just like them pull investigators on Karen Reed.
Nah, you black
dumb. It's on
pull
my
it
phone.
Up.
It's on my that phone,
you
though.
Pull it up. Nah, give me the tech. Nah. I know I'm hairy too. That's what I say.
You don't need my phone,
it was a real ass text. I said, hey, FYI, I'm kicking off another season of Taste with Tank. I'd love to have you on. Let me know your availability if you want to do it. It was something like it. And he like, old generic. What you want me to say?
You got to call me. Be like, what's up, boy?
So he too expensive for me. I can't afford Greg, so he ain't going to be on there.
Yeah.
Punk ass.
He sit there. I looked down like, yeah, so.
This is like a week and a half later. I'm like, why are you responding, man?
That's exactly how I did. I was like.
And this is me waiting on everybody to respond. Cool. Cool. I'm like. Why ain't Greg responding yet? I, hey man, why ain't you responding to me? You mean that generic? I'm like, that's what he asked me. Did you send that same message to anybody else? Why is that a requirement? Like, I can't stand black folk, man. This is why you will never get ahead.
That and because of the corrupt cops that be cheating. Cheating everybody out of their lives, locking them up for 50 plus years.
You better not ever send me a birthday invite to do shit.
I'ma call you.
You better call. You don't have to.
Be like, what's up, boy? I just want to personally invite you to my.
I'm like, how many people you call though? This is your name.
I'm gonna hand deliver the invitation. Hello, dear Sir Marcus.
Yeah, I want a wax seal.
Oh man, you mess around, I will get a wax G. But yeah,
not that expensive. We got some for our wedding.
Oh, that's funny. That's hilarious. yeah. So these corrupt cops, America is corrupt. All these taxes and all this bull, and now we about to have a felon as president.
I hope not.
Which is wild.
This is crazy.
Because now that really gives all you felons out there. In the world.
And they can't vote. But he can run for president.
Damn. I forgot about that. But y'all can run for president. You can't vote. But you can run for president as a felon.
You can't vote in the state that you are convicted in or something like that. Mm. Regardless, he can't own a gun. Last election, he was walking around with a pistol on his hip.
Who?
Trump.
Trump was?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Do that now. Whatever gun he owns, they need to be confiscating.
Yeah.
This truly is sickening and embarrassing.
It is wild, man. And they worried about me not ringing up my damn avocados at the grocery store.
You been convicted?
What?
She said, we can vote in California, thank you.
Oh, you know, you do anything you want to do in California. But did you hear me, man?
What?
People worried about me not ringing up my avocados at the self-checkout. But our president.
Ain't nobody worried about you not doing
that. And our president is a damn felon. Damn it. Like, y'all is worried about the wrong thing.
Oh, so he can vote. I think it varies from state to state. But I think in most states, felons can't vote. Ain't that the thing? Or is that just a lie that they done told
us? No. Felons ain't supposed to be able to vote. But that could be a lie they done told.
It might be just like a general understanding that people be having.
Why? Is that Sandiqua?
He can't vote or travel to certain counties.
Greg, you going to sing? What I'm going to sing? My country song? Or am I going to sing at the wedding? What you talking about? How you say that name? S-A-D-I-Q-A.
Oh, Sadiqa. Sadiqa been all up through the.
I wish we could hear you all.
It
like
depends on the state. That'd be too distracting.
That'll be crazy.
And I got some family members, Patreon family members, that will purposely just try to distract me.
One more thing. Did y'all see? I saved this because I wanted to mention it, and I wanted to congratulate this person. Where is it? Oh, snap. Hold on. Give me one. Bear with me.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to I take that part out. I take your name out.
Oh, I you take your name out. Full name.
Nah, I said the name out here.
Don't take this out. So I want to congratulate.
No, I ain't taking nothing else you say out.
Okay. I want to congratulate Bailey Ann Kennedy, Miss Maryland, USA. That's all. She won.
Man,
she
shut won up. Miss stop. Maryland, stop. USA. No, stop. What? Stop. Greg is trolling right now.
I'm congratulating.
No, you trolling. Stop.
It came across.
Shut up, man. No. So, no, no.
It came across my time.
I'm not even going. I ain't even.
Shout out. Yeah. That's all I
As soon as we stop, are we ending? Because yeah, I need to ask lady, this person and our a family member something.
Yeah. But y'all follow, man. Y'all look into that Karen Reed case and understand that the police are what you think they are. They're what you think. They're no better than us, but they're a family.
You want me to say it?
I'm saying like.
They're a fraternity.
Yeah. They're a fraternity. They're a family, and they're going to protect each other.
I work.
As much as they can. Whether it's putting you in jail. If this lady was convicted for killing an officer, she probably would get life in prison. And they don't. They could
say,
care
life
less.
Or the death, what's that? Oh, no. Boston said they don't do the. They don't.
They
do.
Could care less about it, which is wild. So film, protect yourself, record these officers as much as you can. If you see anything happening, man, record these fools, man.
These officers. There was a young lady I used to work with, black lady, and she had a boyfriend and was engaged at one point in time to his Latino guy who was a police officer. Mm. She ended up calling off a divorce because he would come home every day and basically brag about harassing black people.
She called off the divorce?
She broke up with him.
Oh, she divorced
Not the divorce,
him.
I'm sorry. She called off the, they were engaged.
Oh,
she called off
the
engagement.
Wedding. Okay.
Called off the wedding and broke up with him because she noticed a trend and she knew the area that he patrolled and was like, you come home bragging about all of the stuff that you're doing and I know the area that you patrol and you're doing this to black folk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's because, you know, that's where the crime is. Like, there's crime everywhere.
Man.
And she ended up kick rocks.
Yeah.
Latino, you with black and brown, we supposed to be sticking. That don't be going out here in L.A.
I'm a tech.
I done ran into so many racist situations. Just in my personal life, yeah. When it comes to on the Latino level, not say all, but out here in California, it's different. Where I'm from in Kentucky, it ain't like this.
People just are groomed not to like darker skinned people for some reason. Don't understand it. It just is what it is. Crime happens.
That started off back in the ancient Kemet. Days.
Ancient who? Kemet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I looked that up.
Back in ancient Kemet, Egyptians, Africans were worshipped as gods by Europeans because they was teaching them math, science, astronomy, and all of that. Then once they got a little more able, the Europeans, they started traveling the same as Africans were already doing all over the world. Mm. That's why you got pyramids.
Yep.
In South America, because they were already traveling over there. They wouldn't call it ancient aliens. You seen that show? Mm-hmm. They wouldn't tie it back to be aliens, but no, that's because Africans were already very skilled shipbuilders and they were already traveling all over the world.
Yeah.
So once they got a hold of this and they started getting more advanced, you know, a couple of hundreds and thousands of years later, they was like, everybody around the world looks just like these people that taught us all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put a halt on this.
That makes sense. Because that's why they started knocking all the noses off the sculptures and stuff.
Absolutely. Somebody just said it. That's why, because that's a distinct telltale when you see that big, wide, strong nose and then full lips.
Mm. Well, damn.
Yeah. Olmec heads?
That thing go back deep, deep.
The Olmec heads down in Mexico or South America?
You see, they said the Grand Canyon got pyramids.
The Grand Canyon?
They said they people, certain parts of the Grand Canyon, you can't travel. They won't allow you to go.
I ain't never heard of that. People,
nah, I seen you something about it. But crime is everywhere in all communities, because I don't live in a black community right now, and I've had people break into my vehicle. I've had the Ring doorbell group of people show home invasions. I've had cars from the street wreck in next door to my neighbors.
Come on, man, because I got to edit this tonight. This got to go up in the morning.
Oh, damn, okay. Crime happens everywhere, so y'all stop. People stop blaming it on us brown, yellow, green.
Let them know where they can find you, Goose.
You can catch me on Building with Goose. You can catch me on IG, Instagram.
Did you have anything to drink?
Nah, I haven't had that. Man, I'm tired.
All right.
And I'm hungry. Well, and I'm supposed to be working out.
I'm hungry too.
I'm supposed to be working out after this.
I was actually going to fast for the rest of the day, but I got to eat something because I had me some Nearest. Go ahead.
Catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube. And on YouTube, I'm Not a Lawyer, But the Debrief.
Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, and Marcus on the Book, TikTok, and Taint Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. If you're listening, you can watch this on Tanks with TV, Let Us Tell It podcast. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. Hey, this is episode 99.
What?
Next week will be episode 100.
What are we going to do? 100? I thought it would be about damn near 200.
No, if this is 99.
We're not going to be in town, is it?
We can film early.
Okay. I don't know what we're going to do.
You want to film over there?
We pop a bottle. Yeah, we can.
All right, we're going to do something. We're going to figure out what we're going to do special. We'll probably tap into Patreon, figure out what we can do for episode 100. Thank y'all for tuning in. People that tune in every week, we greatly appreciate it. We truly do. As y'all know, this is the podcast that's shit on by our peers. they don't give a shit. When me and Greg is recording, because they know this is the only podcast that don't make no damn revenue, but we've been here for 100 episodes or coming up on 100 episodes. Somebody could have to take a shit and they'd be like, hey, y'all can't, you know, we're going to use y'all space. So, yeah, y'all find something else to do. Anyway, we'll holler back at y'all, fam. Y'all have a good one.